We didn't talk about this, and we should put it up on the Facebook page. I mean, we got time to play it. We have the edited version. This rant that Tom Cruise did on his crew. You know what? I'm okay with it. I'm totally okay with it because, I mean, there's a lot at stake, and he makes a lot of good points in his rant. I mean, it sounds very cocky, obviously. He's like, Hollywood is watching us. We set the tone, basically, is what he's saying. Because some people in his crew, I guess, broke protocol. And a lot of people are saying that he's one of these hypervigilant, like scared people that the media's kind of like got all worked up or whatever. But yeah, he does have a point. Like, they're filming Mission Impossible 7 right now. And, you know, he's yelling at them and cussing at them and stuff, saying, you know, you guys get COVID, it's going to cost. You know, the trickle-down effect, you know, with other productions from other companies, they're going to see this as an example. And he's like, this is going to cost people their homes. It's going to cost people their jobs. Like, man, he went off on him, dude. Little tiny ass 5'7" Tom Cruise is like, whoo, really flexing his
It was
authority. You
a
know what I mean?
little over the top, though. And what are the chances, honestly, that this was a leaked? I mean, this was probably leaked on
It was a
purpose
cell
by him.
phone. Seemed like a
Yeah,
cell
I'm sure it was
phone, you
leaked
know.
by him, though, or if it could have been even staged just to show media and press that he's taking this seriously and he should be allowed to keep making movies. He's taking all the
I see what you're
precautions.
saying. I
You
see
know,
you.
I'm just always think that there's some sort of motive behind these things
I
now.
know. I feel you
That
on that.
there's no real moments anymore. It's all staged and it's all the whole
There's
world's a
no real
stage.
moments. Yeah, you're right.
No, man.
Yep, everything's Hollywood. Even Hollywood is Hollywood. I got
Even
you.
Hollywood is Hollywood. Yes, that's yep.
Wow, that is deep, Will. I didn't even think about it like that. I'm trying to grab this audio and send it to Kelly real quick so she can play it because I think people would want to hear it. Let's see here. Yeah, it's playing in my ears. Okay, I'm gonna copy, paste. Yeah, girl. Let's peel the curtain back for Dada. All right, let's see here. Let's see if I can do this. Let's see. Bam. Okay. It's on the thing, Kelly. If you want to grab that real fast, play it. It's like 3 minutes long, but it's pretty it's probably the most viral thing that's going on right now. Like, everybody's talking about this.
I
It's
mean,
pretty
I'll tell
crazy.
you, it did make me want to go see Mission Impossible 7.
Yes.
If this is
Yeah,
the
dude. It's
performance that you're going
bleeped,
to get.
right? Yeah, it's all bleeped
Okay.
out. Yeah. Maybe. I don't remember.
Oh, no.
Because they believe in us and what we're doing.
Here it comes.
I'm on the phone with every studio at night.
Ooh.
Insurance companies. Producers. And they're looking at us and using us to make their movies. We are creating thousands of jobs, you
Call her
I don't
mother
ever want to
effers.
see it again. Ever.
Yeah.
And if you don't do it, you're fired. And I see you
Ooh.
do it again, you're gone.
Ooh.
And anyone on this crew does it. That's it. And you too, and you too, and you. Don't you ever do it again.
Ooh. He's like almost 60.
That's it.
Like a
No
tiny old
apologies.
man.
You can tell it to the people that are losing their homes
Ooh.
because our industry is shut down.
Be funny if like
It's not going to put food on their table.
a boom mic
Pay
guy
for their
just knocked him
college
out real quick.
education. That's what I sleep with every night.
Ooh. That's what he sleeps with every night because Kate
In the
dumped
future
him.
of the industry.
Oh.
So I'm sorry, I'm beyond your apologies.
Dude,
I
if this happened
owe you,
in at the
and now I
Church
want
of
you. If you
Scientology every
don't
day,
do it, you're
I would
out.
join.
It does.
Oh, that'd be
It's got to
great.
get higher up.
We are not
Oh,
shutting
no.
this movie down!
Like, if this was what they did every time they had, like, their sermons or
Is it
whatever they do.
understood? If I see it again, you're gone.
Oh.
And so are you. So
Ooh.
you're going to cost him his job.
He's,
And
like,
I see it
pointing
on
at
the
the
set,
guys,
you're gone.
calling them
And you're gone.
MFs.
That's it.
Ooh.
Am I clear? Do you
Yes, sir.
understand what I
They
want?
said, yes,
Do you
sir.
understand the responsibility that you have? Because I will deal with your reason. And if you can't be reasonable, with your logic, you're fired. That's it.
Got it, Tom. Thanks.
Now, what would you do, Will, if you were if you were the guy he was yelling at, calling you an MF-er and all that? Because, I mean,
it depends how badly I needed that job, I suppose. Yeah. If I was probably that guy that needed that job, I would sit there and with a stone look on my face and say, yes, sir.
I know. How funny would it be, though, if one of those guys would have been like, hey, Tom, chill out, bud. He would have really lost his mind if somebody would have said that to him. Hey, bud. Why don't you take a couple of little tiny steps back and take a breath, okay? All right. Oh. Sorry, I didn't have my mask on. All right, just there relax. He'd be like, "You're effing fired."
There is nothing that makes people more upset. And it's really fun to do. When you tell somebody who's freaking out to calm down, it just enrages people. It's really funny.
Uh-huh. I used to do that to one of the wives when they would get plastered and start freaking out. They'd just be drunk and mad for no reason. And I would do that. I would just blank look him and go, "Are you done? Are you done? Are you good? Can you relax?" And oh boy. Or just like real subtle, like, "Man, you're crazy." And just walk away. Like, you ain't crazy. I'll show you crazy. Oh, yeah, okay. Okie dokie. Yeah.
Did you ever get beat by any of your wives?
No, not like that. Assaulted? I got hit by a plastic tree, fake tree we had in our house because, this girl was like flirting with me on MySpace and I may have like flirted back a little bit, but nothing over the top, you know, and she didn't like it. I was so new to social media. It was MySpace. So like, I didn't understand that everybody can see what you do on your wall, you know? So I was like, it's probably a bad idea, you know? Oopsie poozles. Oh, I come home and all of a sudden I'm getting hit with a tree. I'm like, what the hell?
What kind of tree? Christmas tree?
No, it was like one of those fake, like, indoor palm tree things, you know? Oh, it was crazy. Yeah. We had a goddamn virtual forest of fake trees in our home. You know, it was like a goddamn, Rainforest Cafe in our house. Stupid, man. Just frogs and trees.
I had many glasses thrown at me, full bottles glass bottles. Yeah.
Ooh.
It's pretty bad. Two separate incidents. Yeah. Not great.
What did you do?
What did I do? Well, which time?
did you go to one of those battered homes, you know, like where you could get some counseling and all that stuff?
Well, the first one where I got just like a glass of water thrown at me, I don't know what happened. She went out of town. And she came home, and we were actually making sweet, sweet love. And she started crying in the middle, and I was like, "Uh-oh,
that's never good.
That's not good." So,
man, you're not doing something right.
Yeah, it was weird. My theory is that she like cheated, I think, and it might have like brought it up when we were getting intimate with each other, and she didn't want to tell me. So then she got very upset, and I was like, "Are you okay?" Like I was freaking out because I don't know. Was she gonna maybe say like, "Oh, you're doing something I don't like, and now I'm going to say you raped me or something." So I was freaking out. I was like, "Listen, I'm going to go home." And she's like, "No, we need to talk this out." And I was like, "Okay, well, let's talk. Tell me what's happening." And then she just picked up this glass and threw it. She had a terrazzo floor, and it just burst at my feet. And then my legs just started bleeding. All the glass shards just came up, hit me in the leg. Just gushing blood from my legs. I didn't know what to do. I felt like a battered wife. At that point, I really did, and I just ran out of her house.
I cried.
I didn't cry, but I ran out of my house, and then I just went in my apartment, like turned all the lights off, and sat in the living room, and she was like downstairs knocking at my door. It was really humiliating.
Is that the last time you saw her?
No, I ended up seeing her for a little while after that, but not too much longer. Yeah.
I dated this girl for a while after my first divorce, and she was like way younger than me. Like she was in college and I was like 32, and she was pretty hot. And we broke up because she would like, we'd hang out with her college friends and she'd be like, "Oh, this is my friend Johnny." And I got so pissed. I was like, "Hey, her friend Johnny bangs her. She has a toothbrush at my house. Just so y'all know, kids. All right. I'm tired of this crap. Okay. I'm her buddy. And she basically stays at my house every night, and we bang it out. Like, you know, we're in like a you know, like a real deal relationship. Like, we're not seeing other people. I'm her pal, her chum, her bud. And then we ended up breaking up. But then, like, she still wanted to hook up, like, have, like, little flingies, right? But, like, we did it, like, 4 times over, like, 3 months afterwards. Every time I would go over, we would do it, and then she would start crying and be like, why do you do this to me? And I'm like, what? What are you talking about? You said to come over.
Where are you guys finding these people? I don't think I've ever cried during sex, ever.
Kelly, not for a bad reason.
Magnet. I am a magnet. They find me. I don't find them.
Yeah. But this girl wouldn't cry during. It would be like 10 minutes after, you know, like cuddle time. She'd just start crying and go, why did you dump me? And why do you do this to me? Why do you come over and use me? I'm like, you told me to come over. You said to come over and do this with you. And then
use me.
Yeah. You wanted to do this. I thought we were both, you know, taking care of stuff. And then like, you know, 2 weeks would go by and she'd be like, you're right. That was just me being emotional. Like, da, da, da. I'm sorry. And then she's like, you want to come over? And then my penis is like, yeah, let's go do that. And we go over. Same thing would happen again. And I would see it coming, too. Like, I would see her, like, bottom lip quiver, and I go, oh, no, you're going to do that again? And she's like, I'm sorry. And I go, all right, I'm done. I can't do this. And then a month later, I'm like, yes, I'll do that again. You know what I mean? But it was crazy. It was weird for a couple of months. So, all right, let's give a winner. Let's just do the winner to hell with the rest of these tweets. You know what I mean? Screw this. Who's a winner?
The winner is Lashua.
Oh, yeah, ladies.
He says that I Googled at 420 Tampa and found nothing. I think you Googled the wrong thing, but I think he said it's Timmy 420, right?
I think that's a little vague. 420 Tampa, you're going to get a bunch of articles on dispensaries.
Yeah, and he says, Timmy doesn't have a chance. 100. Ooh. Sorry, Timmy. But I haven't been beat yet at improv or freestyle since I was 25. He says, damn. I'm 44 now. Timmy is welcome to try. I mean, I will be a good sport. I like the confidence that went into this tweet. No crap. I want to see the Timmy and Lashua freestyle of the century. It's going to be the Logan Paul Mayweather fight. Of 102.5 The Bone.
I want one of them to cry during sex. You know what I mean?
Yes. I'm sure they both do.
That's what I want. I want them to throw lyrical glasses of water at their feet to make them make their legs bleed. You know what I mean?
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah. How much talk time we got left, Kelly? What are we looking at here? We're looking
good? Not much. Pretty much done.
It's good enough for me.
All right. Will, let's give them like 30 seconds of holidays. What do we got?
Oh, God. Oh,
I bet there's some good stuff tomorrow, the 17th, on Thursday.
Yeah, it's National Maple Syrup Day.
Oh, my God. My favorite syrup.
I love a good syrup. It's